This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp. As a podcast listener, you've heard from us before. Today, let's hear from our members about what online therapy has done for them.
I would recommend my therapist 1,000 times over. She has truly changed my life.
The day after my first session, my friends and family said I sounded like myself again for the first time in weeks.
You deserve to invest in your well-being. Visit BetterHelp.com to see what it can do for you. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Wir alle wissen, dass Bewegung sehr wichtig ist. Für Selbstbewusstsein bis Achtsamkeit. Das ist der Grund, warum sich Elle und Nike auch für die dritte Staffel von Why I Move zusammengetan haben. Ein Podcast rund um das Thema Frauen, Wellness und natürlich Bewegung. Also gönnen Sie sich eine Pause, atmen Sie tief ein und hören Sie Why I Move.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
This couple of acres looks ready for baling, Tony.
It is. The contractor cut it yesterday.
Do you want me to do it?
No, I don't.
Oh, all right.
Oh, sorry, Adam, that came out wrong. What I mean is I've already set George onto this. I told him yesterday.
Okay.
But he arrived late for milking this morning, so he's already behind.
I see. Well, I don't mind doing it if it would help.
I think someone wants a word with you.
Good Lord. Alice.
I thought she was in London.
She was. Better see what she wants.
Adam!
Yes, all right. I'm coming. Alice, what are you doing here?
I've got to go to the police station.
What?
The Borchester police station. To be formally charged.
I see.
But I need to ask you a favour. I was on my way to Bridge Farm and then I saw you talking to Tony.
Well, why didn't you just ring me?
My phone's dead. I left Rory's in a bit of a muddle yesterday evening. I think I've got my charger.
Okay, so what's the favour?
Will you come with me?
To the police station?
Yes.
When?
Well, now, really.
Alice.
I know. I'm so sorry. I just can't face it on my own.
Oh, here he is at last.
All right. Is that Alice over there?
Never mind that. I hope the milking went okay, George, because you're obviously still half asleep.
I can't help it. I didn't get much kip last night.
You need to buck your ideas up, lad. It's no good staying out with your mates or gaming till all hours if it means you're sleepwalking at work.
I wasn't doing any of that. I just couldn't sleep because I was thinking of stuff.
What sort of stuff?
It's, Bartleby.
Bartleby?
We had a family vote on Thursday. We're going to sell him.
Oh, so I hear. I know you'll be sad to see him go. He's been part of the family for years, hasn't he? But I'm sure he's going somewhere he'll be happy and well cared for. Honestly, George, I don't think it's something to lose sleep over.
No, well...
I need you focused on this job.
I am.
I want this silage baled and off the field and stacked by 10:30.
All right, no sweat.
Tony, I'm really sorry for the short notice. But could I take a bit of time off?
What's going on, Adam?
Nothing that concerns you.
Is Alice all right?
George, what did I say?
Okay. I'm getting on with it.
Alice just needs a bit of help this morning. She's got an appointment and she wants me to go with her.
It's fine, Adam. You don't have to explain.
Sit down, Paul.
Oh, thank you.
Now, this is the first time I've seen you, isn't it?
Yes, Dr. Malik. I'm usually very fit and well.
So, how can I help you today?
It's quite odd for me to be on this side. I mean, not that I'm a doctor or anything.
Oh, what do you do for a living?
I'm a vet nurse.
Oh, so you're normally giving the care rather than receiving it.
Exactly.
Must be nice having patients who don't talk back.
Oh, if they're unhappy, they have their own ways of showing it.
Yes, I can see you consulted my colleague last year with an iguana bite.
Oh, Cortez, yes.
Cortez?
She's got two. Mrs. Jameson, Cortez and Montezuma.
All right.
She was so embarrassed, but she did give me a nice present to say sorry.
Sure. So, how can I help you today?
Okay, right. So, the past few days, I've been feeling a bit itchy. Actually, a lot itchy.
Okay.
And then I started to develop spots.
Right.
Red spots.
Can you show me?
Well, this is the thing. They're actually in a rather embarrassing place.
Where exactly?
Well, you know, down there.
Oh, I see.
What it is, my boyfriend, he's just opened up our relationship.
Huh?
Seeing other people.
Okay.
And I'm worried that, I haven't really wanted to, but I think he might have, and now I'm worried.
You're concerned that he might have passed on some sort of infection?
Yes.
In that case, I'm definitely going to need to have a look.
I'm very sorry, but it looks like we could be a while yet.
Don't worry about it, Adam. Take as long as you need.
Well, that's very understanding of you.
To be honest, I'm more concerned about George.
George?
He should have been back with the Bales ages ago.
Well, that's strange. Do you think... Sorry, Tony, I'd better go.
Rightio. See you later, maybe.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
Bye now.
Everything all right?
Yeah, just checking in with Tony. The desk sergeant said it shouldn't be too long now.
Okay.
So, you were saying... about staying at Rory's.
Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't an ideal arrangement, to be honest.
I did wonder.
There was nothing to do, so I just sat around most of the time. Which didn't go down particularly well with his housemates.
I can imagine.
And Rory was understanding.
It was a very kind offer.
It was. But by the end, I thought I'd pushed it as far as I could, really. It's probably just as well I had to come back for this.
Yeah, and is it good to be home?
Well, yes and no. There are lots of people I don't want to bump into.
Have you seen Martha yet?
I got in too late. But Chris has agreed that every day this week we'll pick her up from nursery together and have a family tea.
That should be good. For you and Martha.
I hope so.
Oh, you could do with a bit of a boost. You know, you don't look yourself.
Myself. I'm beginning to think this is myself. The other Alice, the one that had her life together, she's the fake one.
No.
The job, and a boyfriend, and a family that respected her.
No, we do still respect you.
Kate doesn't. She hates me.
No, she doesn't.
So do a lot of other people.
With Kate, it's more about her relationship with Brian. She wishes it was more like the one he has with you.
Had with me. You mean?
The family loves you, and we want to support you. Although...
What? Go on.
There have to be limits, Alice. I can't have Xandra around the sort of chaos we had before.
No.
When you were staying at ours, it wouldn't be fair on Ian either.
No, don't worry. When I'm not seeing Martha, I'm just going to hunker down at the nest. Keep my head low, like the criminal I am.
Is that such a good idea, though? Won't it mean you'll just be drinking alone all day?
Not necessarily.
Really? When you went to the loo just now?
What about it?
Did you have a drink in there?
No.
Come on, this is me. You don't have to play games.
I didn't.
How much?
Nothing. A miniature, that's all. Just to take the edge off.
Alice.
Have you been out in nature recently?
I'm... not much of a nature person. I did do some sunbathing with my housemate.
When was that?
Last week. But that was only on the lawn. And I mean, well, not nudist.
Yeah, and it's obviously not sunburn anyway.
No.
But I think I can set your mind at rest, Paul.
Really?
They look like insect bites to me.
Oh, that's wonderful, Dr. Malik. not wonderful,
You can put your things back on now.
Thank you.
They're a bit inflamed. I can prescribe some cream which should clear them up.
Oh, great.
But given the change in your relationship, there are a few things to consider on that front too. Have you discussed safe sex with your partner?
Well, not recently. I mean, to be honest, I've found it hard to discuss this arrangement at all.
Well, I recommend that you do.
Yes. Looks like Etienne and I need to have a talk.
Oh, I don't believe it, George. Wake up. George!
Tony!
What the hell do you think you're playing at?
I wasn't asleep.
Oh, don't give me that.
No, honestly, I was just...
Don't try to lie your way out of it. I told you this job was urgent.
Yeah, I...
Bales need to be moved as quickly as possible after wrapping, before fermentation started.
Sure.
Otherwise, there's an increased chance of damaging the wrap.
I know.
And if oxygen gets in, the silage can be ruined.
Oh, we did all that on my VTEC.
Well, that makes it worse.
I'm sorry, I just...
I don't want to hear it. Come on.
All right.
We need to get the rest of this baled and back to the yard pronto.
I thought George looked a bit under the weather. Tony said he'd arrived late for milking, hadn't slept well, apparently.
Well, so you just fell asleep in the field?
Yeah, so it seems. You know what it's like. You think you'll close your eyes for 5 minutes, then the next thing you know, 2 hours have gone.
I don't imagine Tony was very pleased.
That's putting it mildly.
Although compared with me, it doesn't seem like much.
What exactly was the charge?
There were two. Dangerous driving plus driving while unfit through drink or drugs.
Oof.
Yeah.
And the hearing's this Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Borchester Magistrates.
That's quick, isn't it?
Yep. At least it'll be done before Dad gets back. I've disappointed him so much.
You're going to let him know, though?
What, spoil his holiday? Absolutely not.
He'll want to know.
Well, fill him in when he's back from Mallorca.
Menorca.
Wherever. Is he having a good time with Miranda?
No, I haven't actually heard much from him, which is a good sign, I hope.
Yes.
Alice, I can understand you wanting to keep a low profile, but you really should go and see Lillian.
Oh.
Things have been quite tricky at the stables.
I know. If I want to stand any chance of keeping my job, then I've got to, but I'm dreading it.
Maybe tomorrow?
We'll see.
Is your coffee okay? You haven't touched it.
Oh, it's fine. Thanks.
Have you heard from Harry at all?
No, and I don't want to. I'd be so ashamed having to admit I'm back on the booze after all I said to him and him relying on me to get sober.
That should never have been your responsibility.
Oh, well, maybe I made it my responsibility. Just as an excuse.
What do you mean?
Something I concocted to allow me to start drinking again.
Oh, surely not.
Well, if it hadn't been Harry, I'd have found another reason. The real me made it happen.
You've got to stop thinking that way.
I can't, Adam. I'm really scared. The blood test put me 4 times over the limit. That means I could be sent to prison.
Theoretically.
Which just makes me want to drink. And that's the exact opposite of what my solicitor said I need to do.
Well, she's right. The magistrates would take a very dim view of you turning up drunk.
I know, but I just can't stop.
Right. I'm going to call the GP surgery, see if we can get you in.
What for?
Maybe they can help with a short-term fix. Keep you from drinking over the next few days.
We never get an appointment that quickly.
It's got to be worth a try.
Well, and even if they do, they won't have anything to help.
Alice, do you want to go to prison?
Well, maybe that's where I deserve to be.
You know you wouldn't be able to drink inside, don't you?
I hadn't thought about that.
So is that what you want? To be banged up with no access to alcohol?
No. No, I don't want to go to prison. Help me, Adam. Please.
Wir wissen, dass Bewegung sehr wichtig ist. Für Selbstbewusstsein bis Achtsamkeit. Das ist der Grund, warum sich Elle und Nike auch für die 3. Staffel von Why I Move zusammengetan haben. Ein Podcast rund um das Thema Frauen, Wellness und natürlich Bewegung. Also gönnen Sie sich eine Pause, atmen Sie tief ein und hören Sie Why I Move.